before I get in, start talking about myself, think first, the area that introduced himself, for those who don't know.
I'm Dan Eric. I work, I'm an assistant at Williams Consulting Services. I'm a senior at Baker Academy High School, which is located in Brookline, and I'm 18.
Okay, can I quickly have each of you run around? I'd like your name, don't hold me to remembering them right now, your school, your grade, I guess, whether you use computers, whether you've done anything with websites, and any other pertinent information, or whether you've done any animation or interested in it. Okay? Start here.
My name is Silva.
And speak up, make sure.
My name is Silva, and I have a computer at home, and I have a computer at school, and I do what I need.
What school are you from? Okay, Chris? Okay. Hey, you're sitting there.
Oh, my name is Berta. I'm just a volunteer at the Conference Space Center.
Okay.
My name is Akina.
Okay. Okay. Up. Okay. I made this for you. door won't open, and it's opening automatically into a PIC program, but I want it to open it into from the desktop. It's on the D drive. It hit cancel anyway. Let's see if you can tell. I want it to open it up into a new window, you know, a new web sheet and just play the GIF. But it's opening it up into a picture editing program. But I'll double click on that. I'm going to shoot through that anyway. Browse. Go to GIF. See, it's opening it up into the photo editor, and it's an animation, and now it's not playing anymore. Okay.
How's that happen?
Okay. Well, yeah, what it allows you to do is to create these yourself, okay, and allow access to them. The nice thing about GIF, has anyone ever done a website themselves? A web page? Yeah. Like, did you ever use GIFs on it, or did you use JPEGs?
No.
I mean, pictures. Did you put pictures on it?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know in what format you save the pictures, or are you not sure?
You scan.
You scan? Okay, which means you probably save them in JPEG. There are two formats commonly used on the website, JPEG and GIFs. JPEG format saves it much larger, more colors, so when you download and print it, it looks better. GIF formats are basically made just to look good on computer screen, and they don't print well. But they hold a whole lot less information. They only hold up to 256 colors. It really isn't that much. But what the nice thing they allow us to do is to make animations very small. Okay, create animations that take up a very little space on your disk, and then work really nicely on the web. Okay, and does anyone know what shareware is? No one use shareware?
Here, I'm shareware? Well, shareware is, like, you know how your schools buy programs we all use in classes? Well, what shareware is you download it off the net, register, pay like maybe a fee of maybe $20 or $30, and that it's yours. You can use it, you can pass it on, but when the school buys it, they have to order a certain amount of what's called a license. And that's how many copies you can use, or how many computers you can put it on. So the amount of license that you have is the amount of computers you can put it on, even if they are owned by the same place. So, but what shareware is, I could download it only to this computer, but then give it to every other computer.
Will it do that each time now, or should
I resource it?
Okay. Just that file, or just
all?
Okay, thanks. I might need to do that at 28. This is backtracking a little bit, but you can see this is an animated GIF. This is what it does. I mean, it's cute programming. It doesn't take up very much space. If I saved it in like a normal movie or AVI format, it would be a real big file. This is the definition of animation. It's a communications technique that involves giving life to something that is not alive. Okay. But can we pull up the definition of GIF before we get going? But the GIFs are real small, and the program we're going to be using is in fact a shareware program, which is really nice, which means that you guys can actually download it and start using it even before you pay for it. Okay? And you can download it. I'll give you the download site just in a second. And you can start using it and start getting into animation. You can get the pictures from that. You can scan them in like you guys did your other stuff. You can hand draw things, scan them in, or you can go into the picture editor in. There we go. Here's the other. It's a definition of GIF. GIF is a file format commonly used on the internet. GIFs are used on the internet because they take up less space than the other graphical formats. GIFs are good because they're small files, 8 to 256 colors. They also have transparency, which allows the penguin to be seen and stuff. And you can animate them. Okay. By the way, this is our the penguin. Okay. He's a penguin. Okay. So let's get into the program before we run out of time. There's a lot more animation to it, and we'll ask questions. What I want you to do before we start is close all your windows on, or minimize everything on the desktop. Can you minimize that? Okay, you should see a CyberTree 2 folder. Do you see it? CyberTree 2 folder on your desktop. Can you open that?
Animation.
Yeah, open animation. Double click on it. Okay, I want you to go into flap. Okay, can you make that maximize that window for a second? Yeah, select all those things by dragging. Drag and select again, Darren. Click. Watch Darren for a second. See how he drags across and the little selects everything? Okay. After you do that, click on File.
What you're going to do on the laptop, you're going to...
Oh, you have to use the pointer.
Yeah. Is that right, buddy? Clicking hold the... What would be the clicking mouse button?
It's real. Then you're going to click on Properties, and the file will come up, and you want to click off or read only.
Which folder is in the configuration? Which one?
And then press OK.
You want to do it in several folders.
After y'all got everything selected, go to Properties, and what you're going to do is there's going to be a little box that says Read Only, and there's going to be a check mark in it. What you're going to do is you're going to take that check mark out of the box. So you're going to click in that box so the check mark's not there, and then you're going to click OK.
I'm going to
go to Properties, and you see how it says Read Only, Rocco?
Yep.
You're going to click in there so there's no check mark.
There's no check mark.
Okay, then click OK. So there shouldn't be a check mark. So it should just be a white box. Yep. Every other one in there. And they're going to close all those windows. So what you're going to do is you're going to go in the shortcut to Animagic.
Wait, let's give them a second to catch up, okay? Because you got to do that. I want them to do that, so it's not just that folder. I want you to do it for that folder now. And you should have other folders that are head, hat, top, and rotate. Can you open up and do the same thing for all three of each of those?
Excuse me.
I don't honestly think that. Since I bought it, remember what I said earlier? Do the same thing in here. We'll go into that box, blocks instead of maximize blocks. You see everything? Drag. Properties, the same thing. Move the box again. And go to.
So you got
to put them
all.
Rotate. And it all again. Rotate and hat block.
Yeah. Do it to
Thank you.
Rotate
stock machine, say, $3,800.
No, this is just me, I just want to go. Go to File, pin frame, see? Everyone see?
Wait, what?
You see what I'm clicking on?
Yes.
A pin frame is under file. Okay, let go of that. And then click and you can drag all the way down to get all of them. To L. Don't get the last, well actually, yeah, you want to get the last one too. A through M. Okay? And then hit OK, and then all that will be in. Okay. Once you do that, then you can see it play for a little bit. If you hit play, it will move very slowly. If you want it to move faster, you can go to frame rate. You see? Okay? And you can speed it up. Okay? To get there, you go to animation. It's under animation.
What's it called?
Frame rate. It's under animation. Click on the animation bar. Frame rate. And you want to make it so that, see where it says frames per second?
Yeah.
You want to make the frames per second faster. Right here, you want to make the frames per second faster. So you want to make it go up to, I think 5 frames per second is good. 5 frames per second is good. Thank you.
I'm
save your work as something, okay? Onto the desktop. You can save it as your name or practice or whatever. And then if you have any questions, I'd like to answer them.
What do we save that?
I'll go to File, Save As, and you can save your work, type it in, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, people did.
once you are you on the internet on your computer?
No.
When you get there, get to your browser, please.
What?
All right, follow me. I'm clicking here.
That's the internet.
Yes. And your internet, the program that you use is called a browser. Okay. Okay. All right, so we're there. Okay, now I want you to type this. Okay. Are you listening or hearing? I'm going to tell you what I want you to type. You ready? www.evi. Oh, you already have it? evibiz.com. Yes, just a minute. Okay. I'll make sure to find that when you hand when you get there. O-V-I-V-I-Z. E-V-I-V-I-Z. Beautiful. EVIBIZ.com/cybertree. C-Y-B-E-R. Tree. Got it? Okay. All right, everybody has it. And you're hypnotized by this picture. Okay, now what I want you to do is this is a developer's workshop. So I want you to scroll down and I want you to click on the full development workshop. Hello. Click right here. There. All right. Okay. Now, as a developer, my philosophy is that you first need to be grounded. You need to be grounded in who you are. You can use the internet to learn more about you, your culture, your heritage, and people say, what has this got to do with the internet? Well, I'm going to show you later on. Right now, I'm going to, for the first part of being a developer, is having a source of inspiration, okay? And I want us to go to here, where it says, Celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. Celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, okay? Now, it is important that you use the internet as you prepare yourself to be a developer to get grounded in your culture, particularly you also can use it to learn about the culture of others. I will show you a little bit later on how Philip Igiguale used his past culture and so is creating and taking the internet to new places.
Can I ask
yes.
Developers and then
how did
you get there?
Okay, I'm sorry. Good, I'm sorry. Please stop me. I'll slow down a bit.
They were at the forest where you were.
Okay, good. Alright, so go to Developers Workshop. That's under my picture.
Why
did
you do that?
Okay, and then it's here. Celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. Come down on the right page. Come right on down. Where it says Celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. You there? Okay, now you're
way off.
I'm going to help you. Okay, good. You're there. So now, all right, what's coming? Okay. Okay, there. Now, that whole list of there before you got here to this place where you just came from, that's on your disk, has sites, learning Native American languages, there's a Black Consciousness site, there are a number of different sites from different cultures, different people of color. Because as a developer, it's important that you know this. It's important that you know how to use the internet to serve your family, to serve your community, and then the world in that order. And that's something that you're going to have to give yourself, because unfortunately our schools do not do as good a job as I would like, emphasizing you're starting there. Okay? And I don't want you as a developer just to go and be there for the highest bidder without a sense of how to use the internet to improve your life, your family's life, and your people's lives, and forward your culture throughout. So that's an important part. Now, I'm not going to stay here long. We're going to go back. I want you to click your back button. Click your back button, which is the top left of your browser. Okay, and I want you to go to one more Know Thyself site. It's the first one on the Know Thyself. I'll back up. Just a minute. All right, right there, the Know Thyself. BlackConsciousness.com. Okay, now the only thing that I want to show you here is an IQ test that I want you to think about coming back and taking. Black Conscious IQ test. Now this is an exercise in moving around. Okay, you're there. Okay. Okay, now assuming you've gone to these places on your own and you're learning about this, your culture and others, now let's go to back to a place where we can look at some of the things we can do. Quick back to the very beginning. You can know you're there because you'll see. Hello. Thank you. Okay, once you're there, under my picture, there's something that says 10 things. Click on 10 things. 10 things you can do.
Make a million bucks.
All right. Now. Alright, everybody get to 10 things. Alright, what 10 things you can do? How about $1 million? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Alright, now in a minute, we're going to go there, but I want you to scroll down. We'll come back to how you can make $1 million. Right now, I want you to scroll down to the next one after the other thing that you can do.
Keep in touch.
You can use the internet to keep in touch with family, friends, and that kind of thing. You can develop, how many of you have your own website? All right. You have yours? Do you know the URL? You do? Do you know the address? You have a website and you don't know the address? Okay, who has a website that knows the address is? Yes, for sure. Okay. Okay, now we're going to go and visit, what's your name? We're going to visit at Darren Zola's website. Okay, let's do it right now. Okay, help us out. Gotta talk about God is there now.
Oh, no, you have to go to
www.mothercarolina.org.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so I got to do mothercarolina.org.
What?
Mothercarolina. I hate that my mom is behind my head. Okay. Student and what? And staff. Oh, I just class, mothercarolina.org, guys. Okay, so just go there.
Class. I'm sorry. Let me turn my head around just quick, because I'm trying to put my bottle dry. Student and staff.
What's your name?
Why is it Charmony?
Hildebrand Homeless Shelter.org or .com.
And really, and Don't you think it would really benefit?
I think they would.
It would benefit your ministry. There are many good causes that need your energy and need your time. I think it's about money. Need your energy, need your time, need your smarts. There we go. Now, this can also, you're excited about making $1 million? Let me tell you, we'll go there next. But here is how promoting a good cause and developing web pages can help lead to your making $1 million. How? Well, for one thing, you get a lot of experience promoting the good cause of the shelter. You have to develop pages, you have to learn how to do it, you have to learn all the things go along with promoting a good cause. And guess what? With that experience, you also get contacts with people. And when you want references, when you want jobs, when the shelter gets a wonderful grant because of the work that you did on the website, guess who might be hired? Hey, but now that's where you get a job. Get a job and not where you make $1 million. Where you make $1 million and start your own business. I'm going to show you right now how you can start your own business on the internet. Yes, you got your hand up, yes. Okay, there's a whole range. You can, there are template places where you can go to and make a website. And let's go to one right now where it's not just a website, but it's a business website using templates. All right, and so would you type in www.bigstep.com. Okay, www.bigstep, because you're getting ready to take a big step. Now, who here creates things? Anybody creates things? What do you create?
I create
baskets. Anybody else? Drawings or poetry? What? Keychains and baskets. Help me out. Anybody else create this? Oh, you knit. Okay, yeah, okay. So we got knitting, we have baskets, and we have keychains. So let's call our business. We're going to call this Cyber Tree Youth Gift Endowment. Okay? And I can't do it with you here. But this site is one that would allow us, without costing us anything, to create a business. And our business would be Cyber Tree. What kind of time? Who's my time keeper? At 25 minutes, okay. And we're still offline up there, okay? Sorry. So now let's go and look in the left-hand column. You see Leanna's picture, and let's look at this website that she created. Okay. Click on the picture, and it'll take you to a website she created. Now I created a website here within an hour, and depending on when we can get back up, we may play with it. But let's look at the chili fix. Leanna liked chili. She liked chili peppers. And she liked and recipes and loved it. So what she did was to create. Alright, so if you click on the picture, you see some under her picture, you see something called a chili fix. Click on that, it'll take you to her website. Expand it so that you can see it. Okay. Well, she both, I don't know whether she makes it. I knew she's had a love affair with it. And so let's scroll down that page. If you're at chilifix.com, now while you're looking at the page, I want to point out some things to you. This site allows you to use templates. So there are about 10 templates, and you can use those. You choose one, and she chose this template. The only thing she could change, if you look on the left side, we see that green border on the left side. She could change the color, and she could change the picture, but it's going to have to be a green border on the left side. So the neat thing about doing it quickly is that you can do it quickly. The downside is you can't be quite as creative as you'd like to be, but it certainly is creative enough. Is everybody there? Because I want us to order her featured item. I want us to order some salsa. It's right on her webpage. It says the featured item.
Mail order, yeah.
Now, this featured item could just as well be, what's your name?
Shanika.
Shanika, could be Shanika's knitting. A featured item. What do you like to knit? Sweater?
Quilts.
Quilts, okay. It could be Shanika's quilts. It could be, what's your name? Vaisha's basket. So now I want you to click on the salsa because we're going to order it as if it was baskets or blankets or keychain. Are you there? That's where I want it. I want you to click on the children. Get this workshop. You want to stay on me and deal with Jessica stuff. I got you. Sorry, I can see you. You know. Yes. Okay. Now, once you click there, okay. Now, once you're there, you will notice that if you create an e-commerce site. E-commerce site has three parts. Okay, now you pay attention to them right now. The one part is what you just left, and that is something that describes the product, the sauce, and that kind of thing. That's the one part of the website that describes the beads, the quilts, and whatever you want. The next part is called a shopping cart. Okay, so you see here under this, it says add to shopping cart. So let's say you wanted 1,000 of these because you're really in business and you think you can really get them. So put 1,000 down there instead of one. Your money is long, you can have it. You want 1,000 jars of sauce because it's the best on the planet. And you can buy it for $4.99 and you know you can sell it for at least $8.99. So let's go. Let's make it happen.
Buy it,
add the shopping cart. Oh my God. But just imagine, that's what someone will be doing for your beads and your quilts and your baskets. Hey, what can we say? You're a big spender. Okay. Okay. Now you are in the shopping cart, and it gives you your total of what you ordered. And if you were to go to the next step, you go to a secure site where you would put in what in order to purchase.
Okay.
What do you think you're going to put in order to purchase these 1,000 jars of salsa? You're going to put in your credit card number. Now, I want you to notice something, and this is very important for you as a consumer, too. If you know, I don't expect you to do it, you're a little young, but you will take it for your future. One of the ways you know that you're on a secure site is after the HTTP, there will be an S. If you don't see an S, it is not a secure site. Okay. You won't find it because I'm not taking you there because you're not putting any credit card information in.
So that's why sometimes when you go back to a website, you have like the S.
Yes. Okay. See, so what's important is that's the next part is if we imagine what was that total probably 17,000 whatever. All right, you're going, and now we're putting credit card information and we're in a secure site. Now, in the last section, we're not going to do that part. Take this part. In the last section, the person asked me, so now, how do I get my money? Because he was into the business. He's selling this salsa, and somebody just ordered $17,000 worth of salsa. He wants his money. So how do you, what's your name?
Nikita.
If Nikita is running this site, and she's selling baskets, keychain, for $4.99, because he's a 14-karat gold braided keychain, and somebody just ordered 1,000, and they ordered 17,000. She wants to know, so how do I get my money, correct? Here's how it happens. When someone puts their credit card in, into the secure site, the server goes out and searches this big credit card database and goes to my account, my Visa account, because I'm the one that ordered those. I really like her gold keychain. And it says, okay, well, guess what? You have $18,000 in, so thank you very much. That money is drawn out of my account and put into her online banking account. That could be in her local account, but because she's a developer and she's savvy, she has an online bank. So even if at 2 o'clock in the morning she wants to check where her account is, she can do it. She doesn't have to wait because it's the weekend. And that's how she does it.
and she's on her way to become a millionaire. Now, I want you to go back to the site. I want you to write down this www.bigstep.com. Some of you may think about putting together a business, putting together this idea. You won't be able to go into the credit card part without an adult or a partner, but you can put your idea on the website for your business, and you can do it in about an hour. Okay? And then it's your job to tell people about that kind of thing. So I implore you to play with that site. Okay.
Can you play this right now?
Can you do what?
Can you play
I can't hear you.
Okay,
now right now we're getting ready to go to another place. Okay? I want to, so what we've just done is we just give you a taste of where you might go to begin to make your $1 million. Okay?
That's
one of the places. You say, did you say billion?
Yeah.
Well, hey, the sky's the limit. You won't get a living from me. Now I want to take you, remember when I, this morning when I did the keynote address, I mentioned to you a little story about a Nigerian man, Emeka Wale. I want us to go to his site because this will link the importance of your knowing your past and your culture and getting grounded in with internet development. All right, which keyboard am I using? This one? All right. Would you go back to the main cyber treat, I mean the EBI bid, so just hit your back button, keep going back. And it should take you to my picture, to the site that has my picture there. Okay. All right. Now, once you're there, click on, once you're where you see my picture, click on Developers Workshop. Okay, now once you're there, once you go to the Developers Workshop, which is the first link under my picture, I want you to find this picture under the title, Become an Engineer. You can't get there, okay, no problem.
What's your website name?
I don't want you to go to my website's name. I want you to go go to the main cyber tree, the cycle of this workshop, which is www.evibiz.com/cybertree. And then you'll see my picture. Under the picture, you'll see Developers Workshop. Very good. Come under the picture. You'll see Developers Workshop. Click there. All right. Okay, now once you're there, come down to you see the picture of a man with his arm folded next to a green chalkboard with wonderful, easily understandable writing on it. Okay.
What's the next one after your site developer workshop that you
will go? Just go come down. Just come down, scroll down. Right above the picture to the right, there's a link. Click on that link. His name is Philip. Who's from Nigeria? Who's your boss? Okay. How do you pronounce his name? How do you pronounce this? Say it again. Say it. Ibikwale. Okay. Now click there. Once you're there, then you're in his site. You should see the words Philip Ibikwale there. Come on, click. Okay, now, all right, now I want you, whenever you want, go back to the site. There's a lot to learn about him, but particularly I want to take you to a particular place on his site. All right, so I want you to scroll down till you see some boxes to your left. Come all the way down. Oh, I can do it. Got so used to not having it that I forgot that I had it. I want to tell you the speeches. There's a box on the left hand side, a red box, and it has speeches and interviews. Now, what's exciting about this? Go to speeches and interviews and go all the way down Your speeches and interviews, come down. You're doing great. Hold it right there. Just there's lyrics right above the picture. It says lyrics in the rainforest. Let me duplicate it here. It's coming at you. It's coming at you. Come on. Okay. Now, when you're there, the secrets of the rainforest. Click on lyrics of the rainforest. Lyrics of the rainforest. All right, we're there. Now notice, radical opinions, he says, please keep an open mind. Most times, we use computers to study nature, right? Scientists go out and do a lot of studying, they use computers to collect the data, etc. Emeagwali wanted to turn that around because he remembered stories about the rainforest that his mother used to tell him as a child. And he decided to start studying the forest to see what it had to teach us in computing. And he discovered that the branching network is a better model and is proceeding to develop computer models based on the plant world, and he calls it photocomputing. And if you scroll down, once you come down right on the site, just come on down, put your down arrow key or scroll down. All right, that's a typical model, and I want you to see his model.
That's it?
That's him studying the tree. Now this is the pathway, the information pathways of a photocomputer. Now this is a man who connected 65,000 computers in different locations doing parallel processing to achieve 3.1 billion calculations per second. We're not talking about somebody here who doesn't have a clue and who just bought a ton of trouble. What you are finding is someone who is using his past and culture, the inspiration from his culture, to help develop and take us in different places. If you do not be in touch with, if you don't stay in touch with and get more grounded in your past and culture, the best that you can do is imitate what somebody's created. If you are use your culture as a wellspring, then you can create something totally new that's not even been thought of yet. So that's why it's really important. And some people just, why do I need to know stuff about history and culture and all of that? I just need to know technology because that's where money is. You will be a pawn if you do not have your own wellspring of motivation and inspiration, and that's where you go. My time keeps where are we? Okay. All right. Now, I want you to just scroll down a little bit. You'll see a last picture of him. Come on to the last picture of him, just so that you have another kind of look. And the last line, where he talks about his mother. So I want you to be able to make sure you know how to go back here. This is someone you can get to come to your school. He loves to come to school to speak to assemblies and that kind of thing. That's that. Now, I need your attention. What questions do you have about developing websites at this point? We're going to go to radio stations next. How many of you know how to create a radio station on the internet? How many of you have done it? How many of you either are from another country or have relatives in another country or another part of this country? Okay. Tell me, where you got relatives? Cambodia. Where you got relatives?
Cape Verde.
Cape Verde. Where? Yes, where? Yes, you. Dominican Republic. Okay. Do you know, we're going to go to several sites. The link on my main page somehow is not there. So we're going to go to a search engine and we're going to All right, now I want you at your browser. I want you to click on search. Is it up there?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, this little, that right there. Okay, now I want you to put the words in your, in whatever search engine comes up right there. I want you to type Internet Radio. I-N-T-E-R. Internet Radio. In your search engine. Security 100. What is this?
Do you want to install or run a search? Ask me no.
You type Internet Radio. You got it?
Is this it?
Okay, good. All right, now, click search. Or you already did. Okay. Now, let's click on, if you have anything that says Internet Radio or MIT or whatever, click on. What do you get? Internet Radio, right there.
Number
10?
Nope.
You got it?
I have just one.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm going to have to.
Did y'all hear that?
I don't think that hurt you. Heads up just a minute. Would you tell me your name, please?
Jasmine.
Jasmine has playing. We've got technical difficulties, so you couldn't hear it through the speakers. But she is now at a radio station in Jamaica. Okay? And Jasmine, would you tell them about it one more time?
You can hear it live while you're here.
So what do you like about being able to do this, Jasmine? So you can go home and all sorts, right? Okay. So you can go home and hear the music being broadcast there. When on your disk, you will have a website that has, you should have links to where you can create your own website. And you also have a link to back to the main movie I did, Cyber Truth, that developed the workshop. And I will go on and make you put those links back on there so you can go to where you can select them. Okay? You have been wonderful. Really appreciate your listening. I really want you to be a developer. I want you to put your ideals and your ideas on the internet. Thank you very much.